So we held a meeting with the USF Foundation in order to approach them about the demand for divestment that has arisen on campus over the past couple months. As you know, we had a petition with 10,000 signatures clearly asking the Board of Trustees to divest any money that they've put into companies complicit in human rights violations. And so after accumulating signatures from 25%, approximately one-fourth of the student body, we felt we were strong enough to approach them with a legitimate concern expressed by enough individuals for them to listen to us.
How did that meeting go? Were they receptive?
Well, they labeled it as a meeting for gathering information from us. So they didn't have many questions because they were just kind of objectively taking in whatever we were presenting. And they said, so long as we follow up with additional information that we mentioned to them, they'll give it to their investment managers to look into and they'll further do research of their own. And so it wasn't a meeting where we could measure the progress of any success because it takes, you know, gradual steps to achieve anything real in this regard. But it was definitely a success to speak to them, although we were kind of disappointed in the dynamics of how they kind of expressed any receptiveness or discontent, because there was really like no emotion, so it was hard to judge what they were thinking. And we were shocked, honestly, that the university didn't have an investment screen for the way they were going to funnel their money. But also, when we approached them and told them that 10,000 students are asking for this, we were kind of disappointed that they didn't express any want to fulfill such a desire or regret not having previously done so.
You said they wanted more information. What kinds of things were they interested in hearing more about?
So a lot of our presentation had to do with the status and success of other universities that have introduced this movement of divestment, because we want to show them that we're not, even though we're at the forefront of pushing this in at USF, we're not alone in this movement, and it's been introduced through multiple campuses in America and even internationally. The most prominent being amongst the group are Yale, Harvard, Stanford. All these top-ranking universities have what are called responsible investing committees. And so when we mentioned that to them, they seemed interested, and we told them there's a list of 41 universities, different institutions, who have implemented this idea of ethical investing. And when they heard that, they asked for a list, and we said we would send them the list. And we have the specifics of the endowment rate in case they think like maybe the endowment we're working with isn't significant enough. We've had universities on that 41, that list of 41, who have like smaller endowments and ones who have bigger endowments. So it's not so much an issue of the money, more as the principle at hand. So we said that we would send them the list of the other universities and just how we accumulated our information from the endowment research that we conducted. And also they wanted a copy of our presentation because they commented on our professionalism. And they said they were very impressed at how we carried ourselves and presented our message. And so they asked for a copy of it so that they could be more well-versed in explaining it to the other members.
And what's the next step? Where do you go from here?
So we are going to continue applying the pressure of social media and continuing to demand for divestment and show the importance of our human rights campaign and that these companies need to be divested from because people need to be chosen over profit. And so even though it's summer and they may think that it'll take a more relaxed tone, we're not prepared to step down in the least. The opposite, we're ready to increase our efforts and just keep pushing for the divestment to take place.